Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Paul Jacob, the Paul Jacob.
I'm
That's safe, I'm a sinner. Cause I'm a winner and it's you. Yes, 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 indeed. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, Bodega Fresh Radio on Six Man Radio, and I'm back. I've been gone for a while. Yeah, I was in Vegas. I was doing a little traveling. So you haven't heard from me since the first Sunday, and here we are on the last Sunday of the month. But no big deal. I came back. You were with me yesterday on Six Man Radio with my man Bad Seed. We had Sadat X on there and also Elder Sensei. I thank you guys for tuning in. But tonight on Bodega Fresh, my special, special guest is singer, songwriter, vocal coach extraordinaire, Lalana Martin. She has an effort out right now called Mood Swings. You can find it on iTunes. You could also find it on Amazon. And also, she has a show coming up tomorrow night at Joe's Pub. But as you all probably know, we are in the middle of a hurricane. Yeah, I think this might be a first for me anyway, and a first for NYC in I don't know how many, maybe 3 or 4 decades that we've ever even seen a storm. But yeah, we're getting ready for a hurricane. Hurricane Sandy is burying itself into NYC and the whole East Coast, really. So if you're tuning in to me, I thank you so much, and I hope you got all your materials, you got your perishables, you got enough water, because allegedly we might be stuck for a few days, you know. I know NYC, we could do anything. We could deal with anything. But, you know, this storm is going to be crazy. But settle down. Have a little tea. Get ready for your Sunday evening with me. And I got some smooth R&B. And, of course, my very special guest, Lalana Martin. She's going to be coming up soon. And we're going to get into some of her music. And, yeah, I'm like, really feeling my R&B side, you know, tonight. It's that kind of night. It's that kind of day, you know. Just settle down and keep the faith, because woof, this is going to be a whopper of a storm. So let's see what we're going to get into. Oh, I also want to just say a special, special shout out to the Reed family down in Atlanta. Natina Reed of the group Black was in a hit and run accident, and she unfortunately died from this hit and run. This is a very sad situation. I don't know any more than that, but she did die in the accident. And we just want to say rest in peace to Natina Reed. We're really just ashamed to even hear such a thing can happen, that, you know, you hit the person, deal with it. You did something. The best thing you could do is face the issue and come clean, because even if you're running, you're never going to run from this situation. It's always going to be with you. So whoever you are out there, I hope you turn yourself in and just face the matter, because the hit and run situation is just really bad for you right now. So wherever you are, God is probably going to get you anyway. So even if the law doesn't catch up to you, you know, your own sanity will. That's for certain. So enough of that. We're going to get into some more music, you guys, and let's see. Maybe we will play a little of Gretchen Parlato, who's a phenomenal jazz singer. And then we'll also get into a little bit of Lalana Martin's music, which is fabulous. You know, one of my favorite joints on there is Gold, but, you know, we're going to get into it. So let's get into this new music and by Gretchen Parlato. New for you, maybe not for people that dig music. This is her remake of All That I Can Say by Mary J. Blige. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. Feel the same way you do, meaning you. because we got a future and that's all. Living out our fantasies and truth. The answer you know well as I do. Me.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, and I am back with tonight's special guest, singer-songwriter extraordinaire, LaLana Martin, who has an effort out right now called Mood Swings, which you can find on iTunes, and just so happened, she'll be performing at Joe's Pub on October 29th. So I'd like to introduce you guys to LaLana Martin. Say hello to the people, LaLana.
What's up, y'all? Hi, Nadine. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you for doing Bodega Fresh. I'm so excited to have you on the show. And I'm so excited that tomorrow you have a show at Joe's Pub. Whoa.
I'm so hyped. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of artists on the bill, three of us. It's billed under my artist name, LaLana, and it's also going to be a Halloween bash. As everybody knows, it's that time of year again.
That's right. All the crazy ghouls and goblins come out in NYC.
We're going to keep it very soulful and very classy.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So what time is the show? Give us some details so we can get there.
Yeah, sure. It's $12. It's at Joe's Pub at 9:30. You can go on joespub.com for more information. L-A-L-A-N-A, LaLana, and 9:30. Get there early. There'll be a long line. And we do have prizes for the best diva outfit. Rihanna is sort of the inspiration for the evening.
Oh, that is exciting. I am going to be dressed to the nines.
There you go.
I'm hoping to win. I'm hoping to win. So,
just
you know, let's
have a Halloween party already planned. You can come to this one, and this one will be the best one that you could do.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, let's start a little from the beginning. I wanted to let the people know about your show, but where exactly are you from? Let's start from there.
I'm from L.A. Los Angeles is my hometown, believe it or not.
Wow, L.A. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Born and
I would
raised.
Never thought you grew up in L.A. Oh, so you're tough.
Yeah. Some say West Coast people, you know, often migrate east when they're born with a little bit of a tougher, thicker skin. So I think that's what mm-hmm. happened with me.
So what made you decide that you want to be a singer? Like, I'm going to be a singer.
Wow. You know, I've been singing so long, it's hard to even remember. I have always sung. I started loving to sing for people when I was just a toddler. And, you know, begged my mom from age six to put me on stage. I saw little shows or plays, and I said, I wanted to do that. I want to be the person up there. And by the time I was 8 years old, I was on a musical rendition of The Wizard of Oz on stage.
Wow.
In Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard. It's like your Broadway, so all the musicals would go up there. And I was a child performer starting that day. And I did musical after musical after musical after musical, 9 in all by the time I was 14 years old. And,
wow.
Yeah, I just, you know, singing is my thing that I do in my life.
Right, and you're amazing, definitely amazing at it. And not only that, so 9 shows on Hollywood Boulevard by the time you're 14, and 2 years later, you're accepted into Berklee College Music School program. That is incredible.
Yeah.
That
you.
Was,
yeah.
When I was reading your bio, I was amazed. I'm like, wow, she is a veteran.
Been around the industry, been in through the industry, you know, starting with Smokey Robinson. We did a review when I was 15. That's what caught the eye of the scouts over at Berklee in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited me out to their summer program based on the work I did with Mr. Smokey Robinson. And I was able to convince them to give me a scholarship, which was very important. And then off I was. I packed my bags, and I was one of their youngest students up till that point that they had ever given a scholarship to. So it was a lot of pressure, but it was pretty special. Yeah.
Right. But you definitely pulled it through because, according to this bio, 2 years later, you were on tour.
Yeah. I think you've been doing your research.
So at 18, here you are on tour with some of the biggest names in music. I mean, that had to be amazing. We're talking Barry White and Patti LaBelle. And I don't know who else. Please tell me who else you were on tour with, because I'm just in awe of you right now, just in awe.
Oh, please. I was just immersed in the music, and when you go deep into, you know, what it is you're up to, then things just kind of spiral. And for me, I was very fortunate. The mark of the times right then were a lot of live performances. They had just started a lot of the high tech aspects of live shows. So, mm-hmm. You know, that was one of the most exciting times to see live shows, and the big performers were all hiring singers to do their backup work or to open right. up for them. And I did a combination of both, to be honest with you. I did some background singing and some opening up for major acts, both in English and Spanish. I was lucky, you know, from California, many of us speak both languages, so I was lucky to be able
you
to
sing. You speak Spanish?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry.
That's not in the bio. Yeah. No,
oh my
I speak
goodness.
Spanish fluently, so it was great. I toured with an artist that's very famous in the Latin American world. His name is Rafael de España, and he was just an incredible, like Frank Sinatra is to us, he is mm-hmm. over there. And he had a lot of hit songs, and every time our plane touched down in South America, we went to Chile and Ecuador and Spain, and people were screaming and throwing flowers at the plane and, like,
oh
passing
goodness.
Out on the tarmac before we could get off the plane. It was unreal. It was just
that is
a great experience.
Utterly amazing. I
and
no
I was here from California
that.
Just going, okay, I'm going to roll with this, you know.
How amazing is this? So here you are, as young as 18, and you are touring the world. I mean, that had to feel amazing. And you're probably retired all the time, but still the excitement, I'm assuming, just kept you going.
Oh, for sure. It was, you know, sometimes 2 days without sleep. And, you know, you can do that when you're 19, when you're 20, when you're 18. And
right.
it was so great because the music kept us going and inspired. And we got to see so much of the world that, you know, you don't ever travel country to country to country like that unless you have some kind of job. I know that people
right.
in the military get that experience and that they can relate to, you know, artists who, you know, as we travel, we get the experience of a lifetime because it's an education in
right.
how people are people around the world. No matter where you come from, people are still people. But then the customs change the way that we lens the world, like that we view things. And when you sing the music over there versus, like, sing with, for example, Rafael, when you sing it in Miami with a Rafael show, you sing it different, totally different
right.
than when you sang it in Chile. And you knew because you could feel it. You could feel where the people were in Chile were coming from about the music, and you sang it that way, that to reach them, and then the people in Miami were coming from a whole nother place about it because they were missing their homeland. They were missing, you know, everything that music represents that they had left behind to be in the United States, and it was a nostalgic kind of vibe, and we sang it that way. It was just, I don't know. I do have to say that traveling is one of the greatest things that music has done for me, other than, of course, allowing me to live through my purpose, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who are some of the people that you've toured with?
Other than Rafael, I toured with Norman Brown, who's on the Mojazz label. He's a real famous modern guitar player. And I also toured with D'Angelo and Alicia Keys briefly. And I did a lot of work for the Mojazz label with other artists that are more known on the West Coast, such as Boney James and George Benson. Oh, I guess he's known everywhere, yeah. And did a couple of studio dates with a lot of artists from Stevie Wonder to Rod Stewart and back. So I just
that
kind of gravitated
amazing.
back to Los Angeles because the work was so plentiful, and it was kind of a thing at Berklee College of Music that you made so many connections while there that most of the artists sort of just gravitated into their careers while still in school, and I was one of those. So I ended up going back and getting my degree over at USC much later. Three, 4 years later, because I was getting all the work out of California, and they matched the scholarship. Yay! And I was able to finish up then. And my roommate, funny enough, was Macy Gray at that time at USC.
Oh, my goodness.
Just,
wow,
just,
Ilana.
You know, just a chain of events.
No idea. Who knew? No one knows.
Yeah. So that,
that is awesome. How was that experience?
You know, I was a different genre, and I had a different take on things than she. But it was great to be around, you know, wonderful artists there, just like I had wonderful artists around me at Berklee, and we were all very serious about forging a place for ourselves that felt right.
Right.
In the music, and it was years later, you know, that I had heard that she broke through and coined her sound exactly, you know, as she was working on while we were at college together.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So I'm going to move forward a little and then talk about the fabulous Vocal Workout Music School that you are founder and owner of in New York City, which is an amazing school. I just want everyone to know, I know it's amazing because I am also a student.
hey.
So, thank you so much. But let's talk about you and this wonderful school. What made you want to open a school and teach others? What made you make that decision?
I think that it was a natural progression of who I am as a person, because the music industry is a wonderful opportunity for a lot of things artistically. But it became more visually focused since when I was really small. And so much, it was like a hyper thing, like hyper focused on the music video aspect, as well as the stylizing aspect and the influence of fashion in music, and then kind of getting enmeshed with each other. It changed my original passion that I liked about music, which was audio. I love audio, the sound of a record, a vinyl record. That's what I'm about. And it was too true to be denied. Over time, I was on the road and creating my own records and creating my own thing. But mostly, I wanted to be heard, not seen.
Right.
And after a while, I got off of the road because it was so visual, and that many of the things that we were presenting were definitely almost ads for fashion campaigns, more so than the sound of the song. And I found that students found me anyway. In between the gigs, I would be home. I had a small loft in Beverly Hills. And people would say, hey, you know, do you teach? And I had learned, luckily, from a phenomenal and famous vocal teacher named Arthur Joseph out in California. You should look him up. He's just one of the top three teachers, I'd say, globally, reputation-wise as well as skill-wise. Just an incredible talent in teaching. So he had first taught me to teach, and it had been years. You know, he taught me to teach when I was young, 16, and now I'm, what, I was 26, 27, and looking at the opportunity in a different way to just sing all day, just literally to be heard. And that's what I love. So I found that I had so much fun with students, and I gravitated to New York to still work on records and do some more interesting projects. And the school kind of started itself. I started it on the side as just like a fun thing that I was having a really good time with. And before I knew it, the whole roster was full, and I was teaching, you know. I was teaching as much as I was, accepting work on albums and so forth.
And it's an incredible school. It's not just one-on-one vocals. It is full fledged. They teach you about the business. They teach you about your branding. They teach you about spirituality. And this is what I love about your school. It's like a 360. It's everything,
yes.
You know? And it's
yes.
amazing. It's just amazing. And I am lucky to have found you when I did, because I didn't know how deep you have to go in order to be a singer. And you see it in singers, you know? Like, they have that certain glow about them, a certain flow, and you're like, what is that? What is it? It's just like so confident looking and sounding and feeling. And I didn't know exactly what that was until I met you. Until I met you, I didn't understand all the different aspects that you need to really be a great singer. It's not just, you know, your vocals and singing. It's so many different things. And I did Mr. Joseph teach you all these aspects as well, or you incorporated these as you went along?
That's a great question. Thank you for your compliments about the school. I teach what I wish I had known.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. Starting at age eight, doing 9 shows a weekend, no joke.
Wow.
From age 8 until age 27.
Mm.
No person who knew me, like no friend, no boyfriend, no family member, no casual neighbor in where I lived growing up, knew me as other than a singer.
Right.
I had not taken day jobs. I had not worked at a company. I had not taken a job at the mall. I had, like, been fully focused on singing and thinking, similar to what you just said, that it wasn't that deep, that it was
right.
just really about the singing. And
right.
it was, like, slowly but surely over all those many years, if you can count 19 years up, that I was starting to look, I was starting to learn that it's so much more political than you would ever imagine, and it's so much more strategic. And that's what I teach at my school that no, Arthur Joseph and other people do not teach.
Wow. That's interesting to know, because
they're into the singing, and they want you to go
right.
over and over and over and ah. Ah, again, 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 for years. Without mentioning the things that I teach at my school about individuality, about personalizing
mm-hmm.
a whole record, about sculpting your sound. Now, let me be fair and say that in the last 6 or 7 years, that has changed with Arthur Joseph and other really modern style teachers. They have started to incorporate some of that into lessons that they do that I have heard about. So then
mm-hmm.
that may be true then and less now. But I can tell you that I wish I had known, times 10, how to create my own niche in the industry and how to strategize.
Right.
So if you look at these artists like Lady Gaga or,
yeah.
of course, Madonna, but you could even look at Beyonce and the strategy, the way that I admire the way Beyonce straddles hip-hop with pop music so that she
right.
does keep a certain street credibility, even though even her street credibility can only go so deep while keeping 1 foot in pop. And that it's
right.
no mistake, right? It's not like an accident that her songs are hits. It's not like, oh, they're wondering. They're going to put a few million dollars out and see what happens.
Right,
it's
right.
Like that.
It's a complete plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a brand. They know that music will sell, just like they know somebody's coming to McDonald's, no matter how many times we say it's not good for you. Somebody's going to go to that McDonald's, and that McDonald's is going to open up and keep the lights on.
Exactly.
So it's
exactly.
kind of cool, yeah. So I kind of mixed, you know, the really very strong vocal training that I knew how to do. And luckily I'm a pianist, so I was able, that's another aspect of teaching people overlook, being able to properly accompany and partner the vocalist in keeping to their pitch and keeping to their style. Because vocalists come in, and if they're not seasoned, their pitch is not really that hot. It's okay, but you do need
mm-hmm.
to tune them up a bit, and that's something that the piano is used for. And so if you're not a real pianist, sometimes vocal lessons people think that they're getting a decent vocal lesson, and they're not, because the teacher
right.
herself may be struggling with her fingers and distracted, and people don't know any better, so they think, oh, yeah, I got a vocal lesson. But when you come to my studio, I make sure that all my staff as well is trained in the piano and trained in not just piano but the scales of the piano to get inside of the pitch resonances of the voice and tune it up so nicely and quickly so that you can focus on, okay, now we got the voice tuned up. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to now design the songs that you really want to share with people, and then how are you going to come stylistically? What angle? So, yeah, you can tell. I can talk about this all day because I do it. I love it. And it's for
and
me.
It shows.
You know?
And it's almost like, I mean, I could say for myself, and I feel like you do all the students, it's like it's so personal feeling as if you are just, listen, I know everything about you. This is what you're going to have to do. And it's like, how does she know me so well? But I think, like, every student must feel like that about you because since I've been with you, your school has grown, like, 10, 20 times old. And there's so many students, you know. And you just, it's basically you're teaching, you know, you're creating artists, really, in for today's times. So what do you feel it takes for artists for in today's times to really succeed? And I think your school teaches all of that, actually. I'm not even going to bother asking anymore because you just covered that. But literally, like, every aspect. And I've never felt like that before. Like, I've never really taken in what it takes to be a singer. And it's really, it's very deep. It's not just singing, everybody. It's not just la, la, la or anything like that. You really have to have, like, a spiritual connection with your God. You really have to have a branding. Branding is so important. I just came from a conference a couple of weeks ago that was given by Translations, which is Steve Stout's company, about branding and music. And they spoke about the artists like Nicki Minaj and Lady Gaga and how, like, these things are not accident. Like, all right, there's this Pepsi commercial. Nicki Minaj, whole look, it was a strategic plan.
Yes.
To bring that music, a strategic plan, the look, the wigs, her minions, kind of like almost to me like a mimic of a Lady Gaga, but in hip-hop, you know?
Right, right. If you cross, who was Suge Knight's artist that we had in the 80s? She dark like this, really, really high. I can't think of that.
Oh, Michelle A.
There you go. If you cross Michelle A with Lady Gaga, then you had Nicki Minaj.
Right, Michelle.
In a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, because she had that hip hop thug element going that Lady Gaga doesn't present. And yet she's got the wild glamour and the just be yourself motto, which is really now at this moment we're going through a huge be yourself trend. A huge trend, because underneath that there's the spiritual need or thirst for authenticity. And people are like, everything is so fake or it seems so packaged. What's real? And in that, the art's reflecting that, you know, the art's really reflecting it. But you can imagine, like you said, the amount of energy it takes to sing and then add that to the amount of strategic energy that's put into, you know, breaking these beautiful artists that are, you know, to be found worldwide as well, because music used to be a lot more localized, and now I think that a lot of the music, you know, is made for a global audience in ways that couldn't have been contemplated earlier on.
Right. Do you feel like some of it is gimmicky, though? Like, so gimmicky. They're gearing it towards the younger generation instead of adults, you know. Do you feel like, like, for me, I feel like Nicki's a little gimmicky, but it is what it is, you know. But what do you think about that?
I feel like right now we have a couple of problems that's influencing the art, and then the art is suffering because of these problems. And one problem is that people are virtually connected where they used to be physically connected. They used to be around each other. People don't gather. They gather online. And so there is kind of like a hyper or fantasy element to what you see mm-hmm. online to keep your attention, to mesmerize you, mm-hmm. that's not necessary if the person were to enter the room. In fact, it would be inappropriate for Nicki Minaj to just come over your house to chill and be wearing this big wig and these crazy shoes. You'd be like, girl, right. What's wrong with you? But, you know, years ago, if you look 20 years ago, Regina Bell, if she came to kick it at your house and she was wearing what she wore in her video, you'd be like, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Exactly. You could connect.
You know, if you look at the difference. So now because we have the virtual life to play out with each other where we're not gathering and where everything's online, shout you out on mm-hmm. Facebook, shout you out on Twitter, and I feel like I've connected with you as a friend just because of that. Then you see
right.
that the music is reflecting and the art is reflecting these hyper stereotypes that if you're going to come out as an artist right now, you have to consider that, you know, and you also have to play your hand in that. You can throw it all away like Norah Jones and ignore it, and that's a
mm-hmm.
statement in and of itself. Or Sarah McLachlan, or what's the – oh, I like her. Don't want to write you a love song. What is that girl's
name? I can't remember her name.
Sarah Bareilles.
Oh. Right.
There you go. Sarah Bareilles. And the good keyboardist. I saw her at the Apple store, actually. And I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did. She's really funky. I like this girl. And so you can throw style away and just be yourself, and that's your statement. Or you can play up the style. You know, it's like a world of extremes right now, and you have to strategize for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ilana, wow, I could talk to you forever. So knowledgeable, so wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Just before I let you go, though, tell me some of the people that influence you, some of your favorite people. I know that's probably so many, but...
I love to talk about my influences. Vocally, you mean, or do you mean in terms of total artistry?
Let's do both.
Okay. Well,
vocally,
you know,
who influences you?
Okay. So my album Mood Swings is sort of like a mashup of different thoughts and styles that I've always loved over the years, both the high-tech stuff and the acoustic stuff. So Stevie Wonder, vocally, is my favorite go-to male artist. And then Yolanda Adams influenced me tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendously. Nancy Wilson and Sarah Vaughan.
Love her.
And just the amazement in what they do for a lyric, how they space it out, and what they do with the bend in the voice. So
mm-hmm.
those artists are probably my top influences vocally.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, again, everybody, Lalana Martin will be at Joe's Pub tomorrow night. And it's the show starts at, what, 9 o'clock, you said?
Either 9 o'clock for lines and 9:30 for the show.
Right. 9:30 for the show. It's $12. That is so, like, no kind of money. Spend that on lipstick. So get out there. And it's also, there's a Halloween costume contest as well, correct?
You got it. And we're featuring the music of Rihanna. We've got a DJ, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So grab a girlfriend, grab a boyfriend, come on out, and check good music out.
Definitely, definitely. Also, let them know where to find you and inquiries
sure.
about the Vocal Music School as well.
Online, you can find Lalana Mood Swings on iTunes, L-A-L-A-N-A, and you can find the Vocal School by putting in anything, Vocal School New York, Vocals New York, it'll come right up, but it's called Vocal Workout Singing School, and so that's our URL. It's vocalworkoutsingingschool.com, and some phenomenal teachers teach along with me, and we have a great time, so please do call or email. And the phone number for Vocal Workout is 212-229-7788.
You guys heard her. Go check out that Vocal Workout Music School. It is phenomenal. I should know. I am a student.
Thank you, Nadine.
Definitely, definitely.
It was such a deep talk. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really
appreciate it. Of course. I'm honored to have you on the show. Thank you for doing the show for me. I'm definitely blessed to have you in my life. I'm letting everybody know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even be where I am vocally, spiritually, and everything right now. She is a fabulous mentor. And if you're lucky to get into the school, count your blessings and thank God, because it's going to be tough right about now to get in. So,
Have a great Sunday, y'all. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks so much.
Peace.
We're going to actually get into some of your music next right now. And it's from Mood Swings, which is also on iTunes. And where else? Is it on Amazon as well? Or
yeah, it is. Amazon, CD Baby. But you can get it pretty easily on iTunes.
Excellent, excellent. And don't hang up the line, because I'm going to get a drop from you.
You know how to do the things you do when you do to me, babe.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to the incomparable LaLana Martin, everyone. I'm just going to have to play another applause for her because, yeah, you're going to have to give it up for her because she's just, there's no words to describe. Now, for all of you, I know she's supposed to have a show tomorrow night at Joe's Pub, but due to the weather and the upcoming Hurricane Sandy, I get the feeling the show may not go down tomorrow night, and you're going to have to just log on to her Facebook, which is Vocal Workout School on Facebook, and see if that show is still happening, and check with Joe's Pub, of course, to see if they're having the show. It's supposed to be tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, but we'll see what happens. Most likely it will be rescheduled, so keep your eye out for that. And also keep your eyes and ears open for Mood Swings, which is her current album. I just played Waiting on 6 O'Clock, which is oh, so sexy song. Ooh, hot stuff. I also played Gold earlier in the show. That's also from Mood Swings. It's just a really dope album, and the last song I just played was Something About Nothing, all from the wonderful and fabulously talented LaLana Martin. Now, another thing you may not know is her vocal workout singing school, which is located in NYC, has several teachers, but one of the teachers there is Cheryl Pepsi Wiley. That's right. Thanks for my child, Cheryl Pepsi Wiley. Is one of the teachers at the Vocal Workout Singing School. So that lets you know right then and there how serious this school is about singing. And it's just, it's so many things besides just vocals and breathing. It's technique, it's stage presence, it's spirituality, it's business, it's branding. It's so many different things that you learn from this school. So if you're serious about singing and you really want to learn the craft from A to Z, the Vocal Workout Singing School in NYC is where you should begin. And the fabulous teacher, LaLana Martin, is a founder, CEO, HQNIC, in charge of it. So check that school out, and you will definitely be learning all kinds of different things that you won't learn from a regular vocal coach. So that being said, 8:08 on a Sunday night in NYC, and yeah, just getting ready for that storm. It's going to be a doozy because they are shutting down the transit system. Yeah, yeah, they're shutting it down. Can you believe it? The transit system shuts down for nothing around here. So, you know, for it to shut down at a certain time, you got to know that it's real serious business out here. I don't think we've ever seen a hurricane for as long as I've been alive anyway, and that's been for a little bit now. So hope you guys are ready out there. You got everything that you need. You got your batteries. Keep those phones charged, and hopefully maybe you still have a landline. A lot of people don't have landlines, so hopefully you do. Yeah? So let's see. We're going to get into a little bit more music. Going to play a little Stevie Wonder and also a little Tina Marie, but I think I'm going to start it off with a little Womack versus Womack. I'm scared of you, baby. I'm so scared. Yeah.
Oh, Thank you. You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. Calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
working overtime, scrubbing floors or working on assembly lines, just so she could help her mother out. And after college, babysit to Marvin's garden, and she got a job working at the city water department to save enough cash to move into community chest condos on Pennsylvania Ave. She fell in love with this dude named Ray, who was a small time hustler from St. Charles Place. She argued with her mama about Ray's work, so he was sent upstate on the same day that she gave birth.
He's a baby that made it. It's nearly crazy, and she's
she wanted.
Now she got it, and I.
Many people find it hard just to hang on. You often find them in the same place complaining, instead of finding a better way of maintaining. You could have bought up the crack, wishing she would die, and just gave up on trying. Instead she grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. Now she on top and she cries.
It's about that time. I'm coming towards the end of my show, but I just want to thank Lalana Martin, a.k.a. Ilana Martin, for coming into the show today and talk about Mood Swings, her new album that is out now. Ladies and gentlemen, pick it up. It's on Amazon. It is on iTunes. It is dope. Played some of the songs on it tonight. Gold is one of my favorites. And Waiting on 6 O'Clock is also one of my favorites. That is real sexy. And ladies, you put that on. Get ready for your man to come over in the storm. Yes, indeed. I hope you ladies are out there with your man in the storm. Don't want to be alone in the storm. I know I don't. And I am prepared, if you ladies know what I mean. I am so ready. So hopefully it won't be so bad. You guys out there, you be safe, be very safe, and check me out next Sunday where my special guest will be Montaigne Jai Logic of Chicken and Beef Productions. He's going to be talking about his film, his mockumentary called Monkey Gang, The Monkey Gang. So definitely tune in next Sunday for that, and I'm about to be out, but before I go, I'm going to leave you with a little Erykah Badu. And yeah, you guys tune in next Sunday, next Saturday. Definitely tune in for Six Man Radio with myself and the Bad Seed, where our special guest will be Curtis Blow. Oh, yeah. These are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. It's going to be dope. So definitely tune in for that. And then Sunday, another Bodega Fresh back-to-back for you since I've been gone for a while with Montaigne Jai Logic of Chicken and Beef Productions. So let's get into a little Erykah Badu, because I'm on my R&B today. It's just that kind of day. It's, you know, real dark and moody. So let's get it. And I'll see you guys next Sunday. Peace and love. Bodega Fresh, Six Man Radio.
Turn your back on me.
This is Lalana Martin of Mood Swings, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio with my girl, Nadine Michelle.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Bodega, the Bodega.
Fresh, fresh, fresh.